Tedros does not adhere to regulations and is therefore not trustworthy.
Fact check 1. The sovereignty of the member states.
The health measures taken on the basis of these regulations must be initiated and completed immediately by all contracting states.
Never should one man be allowed to be given such powers over life and limb of billions of people in the 194 member states of the WHO.
The WHO business model.
Gigantic financial transactions are disenfranchised by taxpayers, flown into poorer countries, and ultimately end up in the pockets of big pharma and private investors.
Here it comes to light how insidiously the WHO and their financially powerful profiteers in the background have engineered a coup d'etat in 194 countries.
Delegates from 194 member states will attend the WHO General Assembly in Geneva of May 27th to June 1st, 2024, and vote on a new pandemic treaty and a fundamental reform of the existing International Health Regulations, IHR. As they are to vote on a significant expansion of the powers of the WHO and its Director General, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, a fierce debate has since broken out in almost all countries months before the assembly. In Article 55 of the IHR, Tedros is obliged to communicate the text of any proposed amendment to all member states at least 4 months before the vote. The English word must be translated as an imperative command here. Public disclosure is therefore mandatory. Tedros would therefore have had to submit a final draft text on January 27, 2024, to enable a statutory vote. This did not happen until March 2024. Therefore, Tedros does not comply with regulations and is therefore not trustworthy. Therefore, our KLA-TV research today, which was supported by international experts, can only take a close look at the current drafts of the two documents that are still being discussed. For this research, we take a look at Germany, one of the 194 member states.
On Thursday, February 22, 2024, a motion was presented by the CDU-CSU parliamentary group in the German Bundestag. It bears the title, For Transparent Negotiations on the WHO Pandemic Treaty Against Misinformation and Conspiracy Theories. The CDU-CSU is the largest opposition group and has formulated various demands concerning the WHO pandemic treaty. These demands will be compared further in a fact check to the wording of the draft treaties for both agreements. This fact check brings to light, in black and white, so to speak, what the WHO is actually currently negotiating behind closed doors.
Fact check 1. The sovereignty of the member states.
Demand of the CDU-CSU. In addition, it must be ensured that the agreement is implemented in accordance with the national health policies of the member states and that national sovereignty rights remain fully unaltered.
Fact 1. The passage taking into account the views of the state party concerned is deleted in Article 10.4 of the new IHR. Fact 2. The word non-binding is deleted several times in Article 1.1 of the new IHR.
The wording of the current World Health Organization draft states parties recognize the WHO as the guidance and coordinating authority of the international public health response during public health emergency of international concerns and undertake to follow the WHO's recommendations in their international public health response.
Fact 3. The new Article 13A/1 commits the 194 member states to follow the recommendations of the WHO. These dictatorial draft treaties are scandalous and expose the true intentions of the WHO. The WHO is not a trustworthy organization, even if it were to weaken the words of the drafts at the last minute due to increasing international pressure.
Assessment. The WHO is mutilating the sovereignty of member states. By omitting or adding individual words, it removes the nation's sovereignty and empowers herself. The previous non-binding recommendations will thus become binding instructions under international law.
Fact check 2. The declaration of the case of pandemic.
Demand of the CDU-CSU. It also remains unclear whether the WHO Director General will be able to declare pandemics in future, whereas currently he can only declare a public health emergency of international concern, which is linked to strict criteria. Furthermore, the agreement is to define criteria for declaring a pandemic.
The wording of the current World Health Organization draft, Tedros, can justify a global health emergency with a human influenza caused by a new subtype or of other severe infections in which human-to-human or even environmental. The parties recognize that environmental, climatic, socio, anthropogenic, and economic factors increase the risk of pandemics.
Fact 1. Neither the pandemic agreement nor the IHR set clear, unambiguous standards for declaring a pandemic that could put a stop to arbitrariness.
The Director General shall determine whether a public health emergency of international concern constitutes a pandemic emergency.
Fact 2. According to the new Article 12, Paragraph 5 and also Paragraph 1 of the IHR, General Director Tedros can even declare pandemics in the future.
Assessment. The amendment to the IHR and the pandemic treaty give the Secretary General blanket authority to declare a pandemic, which is not linked to any measurable criteria.
Fact check 3. The powers of the WHO in the event of a pandemic.
Demand of the CDU-CSU. The WHO must, through a pandemic agreement, become more capable of acting, whereby its powers are clearly defined and the central role of the member states and the rights of citizens are, of course, being safeguarded.
The wording of the current WHO draft, if it has been determined in accordance with Article 12, states that if a public health emergency of international concern is occurring, the Director General shall issue temporary recommendations. Health measures taken pursuant to these regulations shall be initiated and completed without delay by all state parties.
Fact 1. By declaring a pandemic, the WHO Secretary General empowers himself. He receives emergency powers of attorney through it. He can issue so-called temporary recommendations, but according to Article 42, these must be implemented immediately by all member states.
The Director General shall establish an emergency committee. The Director General elects the members of the emergency committee. The Director General shall determine the duration of membership.
Fact 2. There are no superordinate and independent supervisory bodies. No separation of powers.
Recommendations issued by the WHO to state parties with respect to persons may include the following advice, amongst other things. Review proof of vaccination or other prophylaxis. Require vaccination or other prophylaxis. Place a suspect or persons under public health observation. Implement quarantine or other health measures for suspect persons. Implement isolation. Implement treatment, where necessary, of affected persons. Implement tracing of contacts of suspect or affected persons.
Fact 3. These WHO recommendations, which can be enforced under Article 13A/1 and Article 42 of the IHR, can completely undermine people's medical and personal freedom and pave the way for seamless contact monitoring.
Assessment. In the event of a pandemic, neither one of the WHO agreements provide a clear limitation of the powers of Director General Tedros. Never should one man be given such powers over life and limb of billions of people in the 194 member states of the WHO.
Fact check 4. Need for a broad-based public debate.
Demand of the CDU-CSU. The applicants emphasize the need for a broad-based public debate on the objectives and content of a pandemic agreement involving science, business, civil society, and parliaments.
Wording of the current WHO draft. At the global level, the WHO shall strengthen capacities to counter misinformation and disinformation, with the aim of countering and addressing misinformation or disinformation.
Fact 1. The required broad public debate can be prevented by suppression of so-called disinformation by the WHO. By combating the so-called disinformation, the WHO is given an excuse to suppress unpopular expert voices and censor critical voices about the WHO on social platforms. To this end, the WHO has already concluded countless contracts with social platforms such as Google, Facebook, and TikTok, with the aim of ensuring that only the controlled language of the WHO is used.
Decisions of the Health Assembly on important questions shall be made by a two-thirds majority of the members present and voting. These questions shall include the adoption of conventions or agreements. Decisions on other questions shall be made by a majority of the members present and voting. WHO Constitution Article 60. The period provided for the rejection or reservation of an amendment to these rules of procedure is 10 months.
Fact 2. The pandemic treaty can only enter into force if a two-thirds majority of the delegates of the WHO General Assembly approve the treaty. All 194 parliaments of the member states must then discuss the pandemic treaty and adopt it by majority vote. The far-reaching amendments to the IHR, on the other hand, are already deemed to have been accepted if a simple majority of delegates vote in favor. Approval by the national parliaments is not required here, according to IHR Article 55.3. Only an explicit objection within 10 months of the vote is still possible. This is where the parliamentary democracy of the member states is undermined. The involvement of parliaments and civil society demanded by the CDU-CSU is not provided for by the WHO in the amendment of the IHR.
Assessment. The WHO must never be granted a monopoly on information and truth about so-called disinformation, because that is precisely where the required public debate and thus our democracy ends. The fact check reveals that the most serious WHO self-authorizations are hidden in the amendments to the IHR. This is also being criticized by many initiatives that are taking action against the WHO's expansion of power. The conclusion is therefore obvious that WHO and its Director General Tedros want to achieve a massive expansion of their powers by circumventing parliamentary democracy.
Overall conclusion of the fact check.
The CDU-CSU and all democratic parties of all member states can never agree to this draft because of these unfulfilled demands. The fact check confirms that citizens' concerns are not about conspiracy theories. Since the wording of the two treaties would be valid for all 194 WHO member states, the results of this enlightening fact check using the example of Germany can be applied very well to all countries. However, there are other international aspects that need to be examined in more detail.
Supporters argue that these two WHO documents are exclusively about the well-being and health of all people. However, a closer look reveals a gigantic business model.
The WHO business model.
The WHO is only financed to a maximum of 20% from the contributors of the member states. The WHO generates over 80% of its income from earmarked donations from third parties. Bill Gates, in particular, supports the WHO with over $1.3 billion through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation and his Gavi Vaccine Alliance. As of March 2024, the fact that Gates made a profit of several hundred million U.S. dollars during the coronavirus period by purchasing biotech shares in August of 2019 shows that this is not done out of pure philanthropy. Therefore, supporting the WHO is certainly, among other things, a business model for Gates. Because according to Gates, the best returns can be achieved by investing in vaccinations. Another revealing aspect with regard to this business model can be seen in the IHR in Annex 1. Developed countries, states' parties shall provide financial and technological assistance to the developing countries, states' parties in order to ensure state-of-the-art facilities in developing countries, states' parties. IHR Annex 1.1. The fact that the WHO wants to increase its budget from the current $3.5 billion a year to at least $31 billion a year and to receive a $100 billion provision from the wealthier nations for pandemic emergencies shows the new dimension of the WHO business model. Gigantic financial transactions, which are paid for by taxpayers, flow into poorer countries that would ultimately end up in the pockets of big pharma and private investors.
The criminal past of WHO Secretary General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Tedros used the terrorist organization's Tigrayan People's Liberation Front, TPLF for short, as a staging post for his political rise to become Ethiopia's foreign minister. Official annual reports by the renowned human rights organizations Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch on the Tedros government period from 2005 to 2016 show that the most serious human rights violations were committed during this time, such as the arrest and execution of opposition members, the violent expulsion of ethnic tribes, severe torture, etc. Further revelations about Tedros' criminal past are brought to light in the documentary The Tedros File. During the negotiations on the adaptation of the IHR, there were also discussions about deleting the passage on full respect for human dignity, human rights, and fundamental freedoms from Article 3.1 of the IHR. What a scandal. This confirms that Tedros has lost all sense of respect for human rights due to his criminal past. Or maybe he never had any respect for human rights to begin with.
Summary.
The fact check from Germany has revealed a dramatic discrepancy between the demands of politicians and the texts of the planned agreements. The pandemic treaty seems to be just a smokescreen to distract attention from the cleverly concealed anti-constitutional clauses of the IHR. This brings to light how insidiously the WHO and its financially strong profiteers have engineered a coup d'etat in 194 countries. Our elected representatives are being deceived by this underhanded approach because their consent to the IHR clauses is not required and they are thus deprived of their vote. This is why our mostly clueless representatives are now dependent on the help of the people. Almost all of them have not even begun to recognize the dangers that are hidden in the texts of the IHR in particular. This documentary aims to give you practical help on how you can now warn your representatives in your country about the secret undermining of parliamentary democracy.
International wake-up call to 194 nations.
Dear viewers, the freedom of citizens in the 194 member states is in grave danger. That is why we are sending you an international wake-up call in numerous languages today. Get active and you go and wake up those responsible in your country, especially those who represent your region and therefore you personally in government. Inform them of the exact wording of the agreements. We provide you with the broadcast text on our original website, www.kla.tv, below this broadcast. You will find there the exact texts that we have documented in this program. Make your politicians also aware of Director General Tedros's criminal past. The public media hardly reports on the serious danger of these pandemic contracts. Critical information about the WHO is heavily censored on social platforms under the pretext of so-called disinformation. Therefore, this program is not only a wake-up call, but also a call to spread the word. This way, a wildfire could break out in any of the 194 member countries, which would soon burn down the WHO's plans. So spread this international wake-up call in as many languages as possible, and even to distant countries where you know people. Support our fervent wake-up call by forwarding this program now to as many of your friends and acquaintances as possible via the link shown. You can also find this wake-up documentary on our social channels for further distribution. This way, you can actively help to ensure that vital information continues to flow. You can also use WhatsApp for this. Post our wake-up call on social platforms such as Facebook or TikTok. All the people in these 194 nations do form one big human family, do they not? The collective will of freedom of these people will triumph over any attempt of suppression. Thank you very much for your contribution.